Hi there, welcome. This is Endangered Languages in India, a podcast by the ELNI. Let me tell you a little bit about us. We're a group of linguists who are concerned about the extremely rich but fast disappearing linguistic diversity in India. Although over 1,300 mother languages are spoken in the country today, there has been growing concern about the loss of this linguistic diversity as communities shift to speaking majority languages. Now, I'd love to share some official statistics about the rate of language loss over the past decades. But because of the way languages are accounted for by the government of India, this is actually quite difficult. For example, of the over 1,300 mother tongues that I mentioned earlier, which, by the way, is from the 2011 Census of India, only 121 are recognized as languages, and the rest are not accounted for because they're spoken by less than 10,000 people. This cutoff of 10,000 speakers is obviously a major problem for those trying to fight language endangerment, because vulnerable languages are precisely those that would fall below the mark of 10,000 speakers. And some of them may even have less than 100 speakers. So there's no way to really track the number of people who have stopped speaking their mother tongue over the years. What we do know for certain is that over 1,600 mother tongues were reported in 1961, which was the last census that collected data on language regardless of the number of speakers. From there to 2011, nearly 300 fewer mother tongues have been reported. And this is significant if you consider that in that period, a neighboring kingdom, that's Sikkim, which is quite linguistically diverse, joined the Union of India. And besides, there's been a significant growth in the population in the country as well. So one would expect that the number of mother tongues reported in the census would at least stay stable, if not go up. So these facts and the observations of those who have worked with various communities suggest that many languages may be slowly falling out of use and that there is definite cause for concern regarding linguistic diversity in India. This also reflects global patterns of language loss and language death, which India leads, according to the UNESCO, with over 180 endangered or vulnerable languages. This global trend has led to a flurry of conservation activity related to linguistic diversity in countries like Australia and Canada, and these are often community-led activities. Various individuals and groups have also been working all over India to remedy this problem. But most experts agree that this is an uphill task. One of the main goals of our group is to contribute to the efforts for language maintenance and conservation. One way that some of us are already doing this in our work life is through language documentation, which is an essential part of addressing language endangerment. This involves creating dictionaries, writing grammars, creating or adapting scripts for languages that do not have a script, recording the community's daily life, social practices, rituals, and of course, archiving all of this information for future generations. But one theme that has emerged in relation to these conservation efforts is that it's not just linguists who are or should be interested in preventing language loss as outsiders. It's often community members who keenly feel the imminent threat of language loss. So in connection to that, we're also interested in other ways to address this survival gap between languages, such as by providing resources to native speaker communities and external field workers and promoting academic and non-academic work related to language endangerment. While language loss is a serious issue in and of itself, it's also often a symptom of other types of problems. It's reasonable to assume, and this has also been the observation of many field workers, that nobody wants to just stop speaking the first language that they acquire in the cradle. Often when speakers shift to another language, there are external factors, cultural, political, economic, or social, that induce people to give up their mother tongues or to view them as a disadvantage to themselves or to the well-being of future generations. We have to acknowledge that this is a more general phenomenon in India among even majority language speaker communities, For instance, when they wish for their children to be English educated. But it's also a very specific kind of problem for languages with very few living speakers. We are always mindful of these facts and also recognize that restricting our engagement to isolated communities and those already invested in this serious issue can be quite short-sighted. So we're also trying to raise awareness on language endangerment and the importance of linguistic diversity among a larger audience, a non-specialist audience. To that end, this podcast will feature our discussions with various people working around language documentation, endangerment, and revitalization, ranging from young community members and language activists to veteran field workers. Through these conversations, we hope to start a wider discussion on the various factors or mechanisms that are causing language death and also of ways to counter this trend. We believe that the lived experiences of the members of endangered language communities will give us important insight beyond what textbooks can teach us, as can the varied field experiences of experts who have negotiated various situations and players in their efforts to counter the marginalization of languages and of speaker communities. We'll also try to cover some of the technical and practical nitty-gritties of fieldwork and touch upon some of the thorny ethical issues that can come up in this complex field. We hope that you, the listeners, find these conversations as enriching as we do. Although many episodes will be in English, the podcast will also feature content in other languages. In the interest of accessibility, we aim to provide translations into English and transcripts for all episodes, which will be available both here and in our official website. You can find our contact information and all our social media handles in the description. The podcast will be published monthly. Thank you for joining us on this journey.